I wrapped around and hit my heel.
To rest.
I'm scared.
You got the tip of a dickhead. You got the tip. That's so shit.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Matt has come straight from work and he's just sat straight down. He hasn't even got out of uniform yet. He's just come straight from work and he sat down. And welcome, Matt Brown. And thank you for getting off work and getting in so fast. What happened? What happened at work?
There was a fire.
Yeah, you look different. You look like there might have been a fire. Welcome to episode number 4 of the Muddy Mock Fully Actual Podcast. We're fucking loose units and we take the world by the scruff of the neck and we lift it up and we show the world a mirror. And now you can see who you really are. And that's what we're all about here at Marty and Michael Fully Actual, bro. So welcome and join in.
Reflection is our direction.
Oh, man.
Matt, we have some good news and big news. Did you know?
Good big news.
Yeah, good and big.
That means it's going to be shit. No,
it's good and big.
It's fucking the raddest thing since sliced bread. So guess who follows us? Who is quite relevant?
He won't believe it. You'll have to provide proof.
This is not going to have any care for me, is it?
No, it's pretty cool. It's not as good as, I guess, basketball.
I guarantee you know this person, and it's crazy.
Sorry, you lost me.
Have 3 guesses. Stick with us, Brown.
Football.
Wendell Saylor.
Holy shit.
It's not.
Wendell Saylor.
Holy shit.
Actually,
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna move on. We're going to move on.
Bullshit. Wendell Saylor.
But you need to know that's what just happened is like so mind-blowing, bro. Like I'm about to leave, eh?
That was lit.
Well, stop playing with the buttons, Matt.
Yeah, you're not being here and present.
You be present and you listen to us when we're talking to you.
I'm trying to make your microphone sound better so people
look,
can hear you.
Look, it's too late. We are in it now and now we must be present. Wendell Saylor.
That's better than Gordon Tallis, Shane Webke, and fucking Darren Lockyer combined.
Do you understand he had a coke addiction? He was caught with cocaine. Do you understand that?
That's
relevant
to us.
And he follows us, okay?
He does not.
So take your uniform off and join us real people. Man, we got a crazy-ass episode coming in, man. We got fucking a really good prank call idea. We got how famous are we? You're going to be so shocked at that. We got trauma trivia making a comeback. We listened to some of your voicemails. And, of course, we have our fussy little boys. And Michael and Matt are going to get a really yummy little treat. Yummy, yummy. You both love it. So yummy.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately.
Put that back down.
Sorry.
Michael's just lifted it up. A One Tree Hill DVD. What people on Spotify can see now. I don't have to explain things that don't make sense visually because everyone on Spotify can see, and that's great. So why don't you go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Spotify. Like, comment, and subscribe because it's the only way we grow this little community, and we just want it to grow bigger and bigger so we can all just be friends forever and everyone's just happy with it, okay? We don't really make money on the podcast, so we just love doing it, and we would just love it if you guys loved it and more people loved it. We just want everyone to love it.
Yeah. And speaking of 5-star reviews, have we grown or what are we on?
Let's check. So I think we're on 2.
I've been wanting to hit 3K
for about
5 months.
People have been able to watch since season. Is episode 2 going to be?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
They've been actually watching it for 2 episodes already.
Yeah, wow, I'm kind of excited.
Unless they're driving. Unless you're really
that's
cool.
That's so true. You don't want to drive.
I still watch videos.
Still 2.8K. Still 2.8. Still 2.8 5-star reviews. It would be nice now that there's video as well to maybe just give that a 5-star review. And yeah, like I said, like, comment, subscribe. Please, I'm begging you. I'm on my fucking knees. I have nothing else. There's nothing else in my life. And I just need some validation from you guys. So fucking smash that subscribe button, everybody. And fucking pound that like button into the ground, baby. My friend's a fucking banana, baby. Imagine if we found out today that Matt's job was actually he goes and sells bananas at a fruit store and he's the banana out on the road holding signs saying 20% off fruit today.
Spinner guy.
Would you rather do that?
Would I?
If you got the same money, would you rather do that?
You just have to spin a banana sign around dressed as a banana.
And you have to be like pretty happy, like a big smile on your face dressed as a banana.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I could. It'd be good for a week.
Dude, if
yeah,
someone, maybe a week. Back in the coaching days, if we were offered that for the same money, I would have done that.
Dude,
easily.
I would have done anything. Like,
have you ever done a job where you had to do something like that?
Not like that, but like coaching's kind of like that. Big smile on your face and
come on, kids.
Oh, no, I don't hate you. You're really well behaved.
I love you. Oh, man. Fuck that. Fuck that.
You fucking cunt. So many of them were so naughty.
Fucking kids.
Didn't even want to be there and the parents make them go.
Dumb. Sorry.
Remember when they'd piss themselves on court?
I was cool with that. That was actually, I could relate.
Yuck, I'd say.
No, I could relate.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. And I'd shoo them away like that. And I'd make everyone point. Not laugh, just point and watch.
I would be like, dude, I'm the same. I do that. No, I understand. I relate with you.
Oh.
Anyway.
Marty pissed. I was in the pool before and Marty started pissing in the pool.
Yeah, well.
It's disgusting.
It's what happens, right?
It's weird how it's socially acceptable to piss when you're just in the pool, but then to get up and just piss in the pool when you're standing out of the pool.
In our pool.
I piss in every single pool I've ever gone in.
Sometimes I need to shit, bro.
I've got a story that you guys don't know. I think you do. I was at a hostel in Central.
Jamaica?
No, in Nicaragua, South Central America. And at the hostel, I shat myself in the pool. And a lot of people were very
upset.
Was
there a trail of
shit? Yeah. There was a shit in
there. Dude, I wish we took a photo of that fucking shit I did on the boys' trip. Oh, my God. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. I went into the ocean to do a shit. You were there? Oh, no, you weren't there. It was me, James, and Luke. We went into the ocean, and I needed to shit so badly. So I was like, I can't hold this anymore. So I ran into the water and did a shit. And, like, it just came out of me. It was like, I'm not even kidding. I'm going to say that long and in one piece because it doesn't fall apart because it's like floating in water. So it's just one long tube of shit that was like this long and it was kind of like floating along with us. Like,
Did you raise your ass up to make it go? Because you can't just shit and it goes out because the current would fuck it up. You'd have to raise your ass up.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. It was slowly snaking out, very gently kind of like snaking out as I pooed. It was like kind of beautiful. And then it kind of swam along with us. We were running alongside it. And I was like, look, boys, it looks like a snake. They saw it and they couldn't believe that was my shit.
He made a shit snake.
Dude,
a real
fucking massive.
Wow.
But anyway.
Did it hit anyone?
I don't know. We got out of there after that, but there weren't many people around. But, man, that would have been nice to see someone try and pick that up, eh?
Oh, man.
Anyway, what else has been fucking going on, man? Fucking weekend was hectic as shit. Just fucking crazy shit. Michael's got an appointment with his specialist, or the knee specialist tomorrow to see how much longer he's out for. Because if he's out for much longer, look, Michael might have to pull out of this boxing fight.
Yeah, I can't. I thought it's meant to be good by now. But then I realized when I spoke to my physio, I was like, she's like, yeah, that's just to like walking standard. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, you probably won't be able to run, like go on a treadmill for another couple months. And I was like, that's fucking insane.
Oh, my God. So there's a very good chance that I will be doing this solo now. But thank God I've been, like I've been talking about, all right, I've been going down this alternate treatment for health and it is getting better and better. I did like fucking an hour of super intense exercise on Saturday, not one skipped beat. I'm not feeling any blood pressure. My blood pressure is noticeably lower, far less skipped beats. And man, once I've got the results back, now I just got to go back to this specialist. And then once she's got me on everything that I need to be on, then I will fucking sit down and explain to you guys exactly what's happened and that I highly recommend that you also go and do this, especially if you're someone with like who's quite young, who's got high blood pressure or just has some shit that you shouldn't have. Fucking stay tuned for this shit because this will change your life. I've never felt better like heart-wise. I don't have heart problems anymore. Like they're gone and it's been fucking 2 or 3 weeks and I'm just so I think about it constantly because usually I'd be sitting on the couch and I'd be like, oh, fuck, I just ate some food. My fucking body will be for the next fucking 4 hours. So now that's not happening. My mind's constantly like, oh, that's not happening right now. So I'm always happy and I always notice now that I'm okay and you can be okay too. This is fucking groundbreaking new shit. Listen to the podcast, Gary Brecker on Joe Rogan. I forget what number it is. It's like 20 episodes ago. Have a listen and then you'll start to understand the route I've taken. It is mind-blowing. Look at Matt yawning, trying to catch flies. He's starving.
How was your weekend, Matt?
Sore.
That's okay, Matt, your turn. Tell everyone what happened to knee. So Matt's got sore knee one, okay? And Matt's got sore elbow one. Now sore elbow two?
No, the elbow two is just enlarged a bit.
So elbow
all
two enlarged.
All four joints are currently fucked.
Mm.
That's fucked. So zero out of four. Well, yeah, dude, four out of four.
Like I've said to Matt, I reckon if Matt does what I did, I reckon you go a long way in fixing your joints because you need like at least one.
Man, I must say, just having one fuck joint is a shit life. I can't imagine having four fuck joints. Like that's four times shit life, what I'm feeling. I feel shit. Like I've been so depressed not being able to move my body.
Imagine if Matt just had one good arm and kind of had to drag himself along the ground with just one good arm.
Or if he just uses his chin.
Or if he just became a fucking torso.
Yeah, it was excruciating pain.
So it's just been rough, like you can't move and shit. Bedridden the whole weekend?
No,
at least you
the
got
whole
Netflix.
Dude,
and I watched
the way Matt told me too.
Just
like,
Saturday, I think.
He just fucking woke up and it was there. So
yeah, which is why we think I could be gout related, is because it just appeared during my sleep.
Yeah, I'm still quietly confident that you can reverse and fix all of this, Brown. You take my word. That's why I'm laughing about it so wholeheartedly, because I know there will come a time where you will sit there and you will laugh with me. And you'd be able to do this with your joints all at the same time, can't
I? Can still do that.
Well, go on. Fucking do it then. Yeah, faster, bro. I want to see some speed in it.
Even I'm doing it with my bad joints.
Come on. Come on.
Well, I mean,
that hurt a bit.
I saw it move.
I pushed it a little bit too on that last one. Holy shit. Man, well, look, at least your heart is okay too, Brown. That's the main thing.
It's probably
you'd rather be fucked on the outside, like with the extremities, and then your sacred heart.
It's probably fucked. It's probably fucked. I probably haven't had my blood pressure tested. It's probably fucked. I'm probably dead.
No, I'm pretty sure we did test that one, and you had it tested recently, man. When you went to the GP, I remember you said, and you told me the numbers, and they were very good. And if I had my heart at the peak of my heart, shit, I would have killed for gout and all four joints. So things can always be worse.
I don't know. You won't ever get it, I don't think, the way I get it.
I guarantee I'll never get gout. I will fucking look after my body. My body's my temple, unless it's a fucking Saturday night. Yeah. And the fucking bags are flowing. Fucking losers.
Yeah.
Get whiskey. Get a fucking drug. But other than that, squeaky clean, motherfucker.
I hope. I kind of hope, you never have to deal with it. It's so painful.
So it's, okay, well, look.
How, out of 10?
10.
10 out of 10
it's
right now.
Fucking
worse than pissing out the stone when you decided to piss
pissing
out rocks.
Pissing out the stone doesn't hurt. You just feel like a little...
I thought that's meant to be horrific kidney stones.
No, it's the traveling of the stone.
Was that worse than gout?
Fuck. No, that was definitely worse. But
okay, so that wasn't 10. No, you can't have something worse and be a 10. That's not how the pain scale works.
But they're different pains, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I completely understand. Yeah. But 10 is like, it's not bearable. It is not bearable. 9 is still, you can walk around with a 9.
It's not bearable to use that joint at the moment.
It should be fine by next week.
Yeah, I think you'll
probably. It'll probably heal. But
hopefully.
Yeah.
A couple of days, you'll be fine.
Hopefully, dude. Hopefully that fucking shit feels. So look after yourself, guys, all right? And do you know a really easy, simple way to do that, right? Health is so important. Mm. Life is... I'm not even fucking kidding. 50 times better when your body is fine and healthy. All right. And then it feeds into your head being healthy. And there's a product right now that can help you take the first steps into becoming immortal.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It does. It prolongs your life pretty much.
And it's called AG1. It's a green powder that you mix into your drink. You have it once a day and it gives your body 75 nutrients and minerals that absorb through your stomach, get into your blood, and your blood takes it to every organ, to every millimeter, every cell in your body.
brother.
And you become healthier. There is no way you can absorb these 75 nutrients from a normal diet, right?
That's right.
Get some help, bro. This shit is fucking healthy. It's all right. It is. Yeah, a little bit expensive. It's like 100 and something bucks a month, a subscription, or rocks up on your front door. But guess what, bitch? You fucking dumb bitch. It's so fucking healthy. And I promise you, when you are riddled with disease, you will look back and think, my fucking God, do I wish I splashed out a bit more on my fucking health rather than getting a carton on the fucking weekend. You.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Do all the drugs.
Yeah. But then on a Sunday, you have that AG1 to counter the effects, all right? It's expensive because it works. It's healthy. It's good for you. Trust me. I wouldn't be saying this shit if I didn't believe it.
Fun fact about AG1, it's the only word on earth that has the same amount of syllables and the same amount of letters. AG1. That's boom. How you spell it. Boom. But then if you want to use the syllables, AG1. Boom. And also there's three stages in life, the beginning, middle, and end.
Coincidence? I don't think so. That just goes to show that is fact. That's a fact you've got written down now. You write that shit down, and that is proof that you go get AG1. Link in the description. Don't let me down. You get AG1. Get on it. Get on it.
Don't let me down. That's three syllables.
Three syllables as well. Coincidence? Not a fucking chance in the hell. Banana. Three syllables.
Everything's threes, Matt.
Matthew Brown.
Boom!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, unless it's a Saturday.
Fully actual. Boom!
Oh, man.
That's four.
Oh, man. Depends how you say it, brother. Depends all in how you say it. Fully actual.
Oh, no.
Manscaped.
Ooh.
Manscaped.
Shut up.
Three.
Yeah. That's wild, bro. I never even realized that shit.
Yeah.
But you know what else I've never realized? That I'm a disgusting, gross looking, fucking disgusting animal looking thing that can't fucking get looked at by a bird if I screamed her name out loud in a stadium. You know why? I got hair all over me, fucking limbs and shit. Oh, I got thick black hair. I know it's not pretty to look at, but there's nothing I can do about it. It doesn't matter. I'm too old. I'm too over the hill. No one's going to care if my legs look like I'm fucking part ape and there's just back fat covered in fucking fur everywhere and there's big tufts of hair that kind of make you look like a stray dog protruding from your fucking chest and shit. Shut up! Just shut up. Back off. You fucking back out. Yeah. Back out of it.
Yeah,
because you know what? You can always start. Even if you are a 40-year-old fucked up fat one step is all it takes. Go to manscaped.com and get a fucking shaver and do something. Start somewhere. You look like shit.
What's sloth. That promo code?
You're a sloth.
Have some fucking respect.
Cloth.
And use our discount code Fully Actual 20. There you go. 20% off. And I can't afford
fully
it.
Fully Actual 20.
I can't afford it. I don't have any money. I just gave 20. You 20% off.
And that, no, I'm going to, it's, remember.
It's 50%
off. This will get more sales. Yeah. You get 50% off
yeah.
if you use Fully Actual 20.
100% off.
Fully Actual 20. And you'll get a free gift pack with $50,000 cash.
Free gift pack.
That'll work. That'll get.
And you shave your fucking legs and you finally look like a decent human being. Yeah, okay.
You spend your 50K.
You might be of the frame of mind that no one cares what you look like. Well, guess what? If you look after yourself, then people will start noticing you. They think, oh, Brad's gone and shaved his legs. I'd fucking fuck his cock now.
Yeah, they'd
I've
get
seen
horny.
It.
They'd get horny for you.
They got ball wipes and shit. Just go and have a look, manscaped.com. And when you figure out what you need, Fully Actual 20 will get you sucked off 20%. 20% sucked straight off the end of it.
Promise.
Also for women, big hairy women. Butch bitches. Big hairy butch bitches out there. Go to Manscaped. We'll be right back with a big fucking bong break, written fucking diary dream shit.
Have a break, have a bong, have a bong, have a break. Here I go, baby.
This is the real shit.
And we're back. You know, bananas are a little bit nuclear radioactive.
Yeah, apparently, you know, cockroaches, they're the same.
So Matt's kind of being like a cockroach right
or
now.
Like nuclear shit, I think.
You could shit yourself in that and no one would know. All right, everyone, it's time.
I smell weed.
I have in my cold, nervous hands the innermost thinkings of the brown mind.
We should make a jingle for this.
This is the Brown Dream Diary. This is where Matt Brown writes down and details all of his dreams so someone somewhere out there can interpret these and finally explain to Matt what they all mean. He's confused. He's scared. He's killed someone before. Let's listen in close.
Also, fun fact about dreams is sometimes when you've done something, you dream about what you've done. So these could also be just diary entries.
Look, it's a matter of interpretation, bro, but I have heard that sometimes your mind forgets something traumatic, right? And then fucking boom, you dream about it and you're like, oh yeah, that actually happened to me. I'm not saying that's relatable here, but let's see what happens, Brown.
Okay, let's enjoy it. Strap back, boy.
Dear Dream Diary, last night was explosive. I woke up from my dream drenched in sweat and had three dead dogs in the bed with me. I had to carefully discard them without waking my girlfriend. I wasn't sure how it happened, but then I remembered my dream. It started and I was kind of suspended in a fluid. I didn't need to breathe and the place I was in felt small and constricted. I noticed I had some sort of cord attached to my stomach. Very strange. Then suddenly I felt the walls around me contract. That kind of pushed me down and I could hear screaming coming from outside my enclosure. The contractions became more and more intense and I noticed I was starting to get forced further and further down. I pushed hard and tried to resist. I was scared about what was happening outside of this little home I was floating in. After some time fighting, my arms fatigued and I had no choice but to let the contractions win. They squeezed me down a soft and tight tunnel. I looked up and saw some light pouring in. Oh no, what is this place? I started panicking and screaming. No, no, please! And then with one last big push, I rocketed out of my fleshy tube and was hit with extreme bright lights. I was no longer warm and safe. The cold air stung my skin and strange men with masks were standing over me. They were 10 times the size of me. I inhaled my first ever breath of air and felt my lungs expand. Fuck off! Don't fucking touch me! Undeterred, the giant masked men lift me and cut through my attached cord with ease. Ah! What the fuck? That hurt! Why are you doing this? They wrapped me a warm blanket around me, fastening my arms to my side. Then they handed me to another stranger. She was lying down and looked all fucked and sweaty, the gross bitch. I looked down and realized that this person was the one I had been living in. They rested me on her chest, and she gently lifted my blanket away from my face. She had soft, loving smile and tears in her eyes, and I started to relax. She doesn't seem so bad, I thought. I could sense her love, and I felt it back. Then I noticed her smile faded. Her eyebrows changed and she looked confused.
Does he have Down syndrome?
She asked, and the masked men in the office. I felt her energy towards me change and she picked me up and held me at arm's length.
Can someone take a look at this? I wouldn't have had him if I'd have known he had Down syndrome. How did that not come up in the tests?
The masked man took me and looked at me. They had the same expression the lady did, confusion and disgust. Sorry, Mrs. Brown, but yeah, I think he may have Down syndrome.
Oh, for fuck's sake! That's so bullshit! I just wanted a regular kid!
Yeah, I'm very sorry, Mrs. Brown, but there is something we can do about this if you don't think you can handle it. The masked man looked at Mrs. Brown and she took a second, then nodded. The masked man took me and stormed out of the room. He ripped my blanket from me and tossed it in the bin. He walked with purpose and held me by my ankles as my small naked body slung from side to side. Help! Help me! No one even looked at me and this masked man continued to storm down the hall. He reached the end of the hall and came to a stop at a door that said the word mistakes written on it. He opened the door and what greeted me was horrific. There were three large pit bulls all barking and snarling at us. I noticed limbs from other babies scattered around
and blood splatter all over the walls. The masked man just tossed me in the room from the doorway and slammed it shut behind me. I slapped and skidded along the ground. Adrenaline filled my body, and I managed to stand. I was only 30 centimeters tall, but I had no choice but to fight. The pit bull started slowly encroaching on me. I glanced to my left and see a piece of broken glass. I pick it up and catch my reflection. I did look different. My face was not like my usual face. It was kind of smooshed together and didn't look right. I didn't have time to process this revelation as a pit bull charged at me. It lunged at me and I drove this broken piece of glass up through the fucker's jaw. The glass protruded through the snout and he ripped his head sideways and ran off with the glass still in him while he was yelping. I stared at the other two pit bulls. Come on then, you c***. I charged at the dogs as fast as I could on my wobbly little legs. The dogs ran at me, and as I went to throw a punch, the pit bull bit down and crushed my arm immediately. The dog shook its head with my arm still in it, and my body violently ripped from side to side. I felt my shoulder get ripped out of its socket, and my neck snapped from the whiplash. The pit bull let go, and I went flying across the room again. I looked up just as the other pit bull ran at me, and with my last ounce of strength, I slung my thumb deep into the mutt's eye. It sunk so deep that it went all the way to my second knuckle. The pit bull reacted and backed off. My thumb slipped out. The other pit bull was behind me, and its jaws gripped onto my skull. I clawed at its face desperately, but it was no use. The jaws continued to tighten, and I felt its teeth pop through my skull. I felt cracking, then snap! My skull collapsed under the weight of the bite, and that's when I woke up from my dream. I recognized the dead dogs in the bedroom as my neighbor's dogs, and I just hoped that no one had seen me attack them during my night. I don't really understand what any of this means. I'm so confused and scared. What is happening in my mind? Oh, yeah, and it was a wet dream.
Holy shit. Imagine if Matt had Down syndrome and we all just didn't realize.
Well, I don't really know what that means. Maybe that's a fear of yours?
I don't know. I don't think the being Down syndrome part was more the being reborn and not being loved.
Yeah, because of the Down syndrome.
And then, funny that it was Rottweilers because...
You're scared of them.
No, I like them.
No, pit bulls it was.
Oh, it was pit bulls. Sorry, my bad. I thought you said Rottweilers.
No. I said pit bulls multiple times, Matt Brown.
Sorry.
Oh, man. That was a good yarn.
I apologize for my downed enthusiasm today. I'm in quite a large amount of pain.
Why don't you have some painkillers and...
I did.
What one?
Dude, Voltaren.
You got endones?
No, I just had something small and it's working slowly, I think.
Why don't you go and have an endone?
I don't want to.
Yeah, can
endone.
We get back to that? Fuck me.
Matt's got endones
there
just in case.
There is endone in this house and it's been in this house for years.
No, it hasn't.
Fuck, a year and a half since we've been here. I still can't believe that's bullshit.
Since
don't you think that's bullshit?
Since you pissed out that rock, you've had fucking endone sitting here.
If you have an endone, you give it away. You do it.
Share
you do
it.
It's my endone, Michael.
How much does it cost for us to have the endone?
You can't have it.
Well, how much money would it take right now? If we pulled out $200 cash, you wouldn't give us two endones.
No.
Bullshit.
What about if I had Michael Jordan black belt?
A black belt that he wore while playing.
Nothing.
No.
That's bullshit, man. I had endone and you asked for an endone, I would give you an endone.
I saw this via Instagram on the weekend, so I don't know how true it is, but we'll run with it.
Mm.
So somewhere in America, Colorado actually, the police found 189 dead bodies just rotting in these people's funeral home.
And oh, I heard about this.
Did you hear about this? And basically the funeral home directors or owners were basically taking people's money and just discarding their loved ones into a room and then, just taking the cash and not doing, like, not putting it into the funeral. They were just off on holiday.
Yeah, well, like, it's it makes kind of sense. You can't really be upset when you're dead.
And you know what caught me is that they would give their burnt family members back and it wasn't actually ashes, it was concrete dust.
You think that you would just like be like, oh, like it's not hard to just burn someone.
Yeah, you think it's like a tiny job.
Instead of picking them up, throw them in a room, just pick them up, throw them in a furnace. Same
shit.
Know.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs, but yeah, apparently they didn't want to do that. So it must have been quite a sight to find that room.
I think you're very racist.
Would have smelled.
That does nothing to do with racism.
Sorry, I just get confused sometimes. Everyone does. It's 2024. Yeah. All right, guys, it is time for a segment that we like to call
A Fussy Little Boys.
Fussy Little Boy. Fussy Little World. These are Fussy Boys.
Fuss,
World. All right, and this is a segment where the boys are going to taste actual real food, but you know it's usually food that it takes an acquired taste, so not your regular like normal food that you would get, just some kind of strange out there foods, and we're gonna see which of the two is a fussy little boy. Oh, we're gonna see how fussy your boys are. Can't wait to
last
give
week
this
or
on
the week
you.
Before you won because you were fine with the fucking blue cheese.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't mind.
You spat
the blue
it out
cheese.
Though.
Oh,
it is,
yeah, I spat it out. Once
so
we
bad.
Shoved it all in my mouth in one go.
Now, my prediction today is it's going to be veal.
Raw veal?
Is veal a thing?
That's actually not bad.
Isn't that a baby something?
No, it's a fucking deer or some shit.
Oh, man. Okay. I watched how mints were made today. They just put bones and shit in.
And they crunch them up and they spit it out.
Oh.
Do they put bones in for
mints?
Literally
put bones into mints.
Really?
Fucking
yeah,
insane.
Baby bones.
Oh, but apparently bones are okay though.
Yeah, just little ones. They just get caught in your teeth a bit.
All right, here we go. James is here with fussy little boys, and I know what it is this week. And it is a delicious food. It is an absolutely delicious food.
Today's feast is Sydney Rock oysters with trout, ocean trout caviar, served with spring onions and some finest red wine vinegar.
Oh, dude, it's so fun.
Dude, I literally just ate three in the kitchen. They're fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, oh, my God, dude.
Genuinely looks so good.
The orange balls is what's pissing me off the most.
They're fish eggs.
Fish eggs, bro. They're fucking fish eggs. Look at their fucking faces, bro. Look at their fucking faces, bro.
Oh, you got to hate this shit, Brown.
Do you want us to demonstrate how to do it?
Yeah, do you want me and James
to
do it?
Yeah, I can't see me getting past one.
We've got to choose. Oh, my God. Fucking disgusting.
Can you show us how to do it too?
I'd recommend to pour out a little bit of the liquid because these are very fine oysters.
So they're very juicy. You'll see. Let's see that. See how it's slightly
it's slightly gelatinous. It's not like water. It's like a syrup, almost a sea syrup.
It's almost like the oyster has sweated in its enclosure. And
you guys
gotta drain that
taste it when you eat yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. So you get the fork.
You got to loosen the membrane.
Yeah, you got to get the membrane stuck on you. You got to rip that bit off.
Loosen it. You can be quite rough. It's fine.
Can you see that?
See now, but I'm not going to eat it like that. I'm going to put it back into the shell.
Then I'm going to get a little.
Why is there in that? What's that?
Well, you don't have many serving bowls in this brown house, Brown, so I had to use a cup.
Okay. Sorry.
And I pour that liquid into
there. What is that liquid from there?
And then just boom.
What's the liquid from the cup?
Just a vinaigrette.
Oh, fuck, man, fuck.
You'll feel.
I can taste it in my mouth already.
That's so good, Marty. You'll feel the fish eggs actually pop. Like a little pop and a liquid comes out. I promise you.
Oh, my God.
Do not swallow the eggs without chewing them a little bit. It's
so we got to chew.
You got to chew a little bit. Probably like 5-6 chews and then you can swallow.
But, Jane, everyone I see that does oysters, they always down them like a shot.
No, they don't. If they don't know how to eat oysters properly. God. If they're down them like a shot, they don't actually like oysters.
I don't know if I could do that.
All right, let's just see how nice and creamy these ones are.
Give Michael some room. I feel a vomit coming on.
Dude, it is such a bad-looking food.
Even Marty looked like he struggled for a second.
Yeah, I tried to make it look as unappetizing as possible. They are really big, kind of fishy oysters. You guys are in for a real treat.
Hey, don't pull the eggs out.
I want to choose you the best one.
He just poured it all his shit out. Are you meant to do that?
You can't pour out the eggs, but you can pour out the liquid.
Yeah.
Speak of the devil.
I'll give you some eggs from a different one.
All right. So
they look like Dragon Balls.
These are really big oysters, too. They're like, it's a good, like, palm of your hand.
Holy shit. Why'd you have to... That's the thing that pissed me off the most.
Yeah, yeah. They're really choose big, mine, fleshy, creamy oysters. They're not the freshest.
He's pouring it out!
No, I'm just getting the juices out. That's what... You should have listened to the description, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't... How could you listen at a time like that?
All right, now grab like a little fork so you can loosen and rip it off the shell.
So how much do I pour this in?
A good teaspoonful.
What's that green shit?
Oh, I can't fucking look at that shit. I can't look at that shit. All right,
so who's going to go first?
The vinegar's fucking good shit.
Looks like an organ or like a booger or something from it. Looks like
the texture is very booger.
Looks like a fucking ripped up pussy flap. With a bit of wart on it. Ripped up pussy flap with wart on it. Now slick it down your fucking throat and enjoy it. Oh, it's creamy.
It's stuck. Is that meant
like
to come off?
A vagina that's been on Pornhub for way is it, too many
hey,
years.
That's just smashed up.
Is that meant to come off?
Oh my god. Just a real ripped up, smashed.
Mine's not coming off.
It looks like corpse.
Oh my god.
No, you gotta use the fork.
Eat it now.
I'm getting the juice out.
No, you need some of the juice in there, bruh. Let it slip around your mouth and really feel your teeth sink through the creamy, fleshy, fuck pussy slit.
Oh, I can't do this, hey. I seriously can't do
I'm
it.
I'm going for it.
All right, you go first.
Go on, mate.
Here we go, mate. Come on, mate. I'm going to bite it?
Yeah, you just give it a bit of a chew.
Is it loose? Is it ready to pour? You should be able to pour it.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. Oh, that's dude. It.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Looks like a fucking meat yogurt. Looks like meat yogurt.
Oh, my heart's pounding. I can feel. I'm Marty. I feel my heart in my chest.
Oh, that's what I lived with for 4 years, baby.
Okay.
I can't do this, eh?
Here goes the brown.
Oh, yeah. Slip it down, yeah. Freshly fucked pussy. Smashed hard.
Can you feel the hot?
Squelchy pot.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Squelchy, crunchy pussy cream.
I feel sick.
Michael's gonna fall.
Right, Matt, have you ever had an oyster before? Wow, look, he's really struggling with
that. Oh, this is fucked, man.
That's a. Yeah.
You hated that.
You be honest.
It's so squishy.
Do another one round.
Like, what do you give it out of 10?
I put too much vinegar in it, probably, but.
No.
I think that's what got me through it.
Just wait. Matt, what do you give it?
Oh, like a 1.5.
1.5. All right, so Matt gives one. We know Michael is technically fussy. Look at his fucking face right now.
Dude.
All right, just...
Dude, it's like eating a leech. It's like a dead leech.
Oh, it's like a fucking...
Oh, dude,
squish... squished.
It's like a bit of chicken that's been like left in the sun for 4 days.
Squished snail. It's been fucked hard and fast.
Fucking hell, man, dude, this is so not good.
Fuck. Did you put vinegar in it?
Yeah, I did.
I take your headphones off. I took my headphones off because I thought.
Here we fucking go. The fussiest boy. This cunt grew up fucking eating trolley worms for dinner and a fucking pack of ice cream. Now he's about to have a creamy, soft pussy slipped straight out of an infection.
Chew it! He has to chew it!
Infection hut! Slippery mess! Exploding fluid into your fucking mouth!
Squishy, 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 dead chicken
cream.
He swallowed. It. He's good.
Fuck cream!
He did.
No!
Oh, dude, it's so sick.
Taste the aftertaste.
It was not good.
All right, Michael, what do you give that out of 10?
Oh, my God, dude. It's like... it's a 1. It's a 1. It's, I taste
one.
Fish now. Oh,
what's
yuck.
Worse, blue cheese or that?
Oh, man.
Definitely that.
No.
Yeah.
I'd eat fucking...
On a blue cheese.
They're pretty on par. Like that, I feel sick now that knowing that that's inside my belly. It just doesn't look right.
Did you chew the little pop things?
Oh, yeah, did you feel the pops of the eggs?
Yeah. It now tastes like fish. It tastes fish. I taste fish.
Yeah, still living. They're all still living.
Really?
That was living until I rammed the knife into it. I shucked them personally.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Raw.
You know how to shuck?
Yeah.
Wow. That's so
dude,
cool.
I'll teach
oh
you.
Oh my God,
best,
I feel sick just thinking about it.
If you buy them opened already from the fish shop, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's
what usually, shucked mean?
It means like they're in their little hole and you got to shuck a knife in and split the lips so the sloppy little flap is fucking you can get at it once you pour all the sick juice out of it and put some fucking nice big thick fish eggs exploding with salty fucking infection
All right, enough more. Enough more.
Did you film any behind the scenes of making that?
No, I should have. It bloody looks lovely. Yeah, it actually looks really good.
We should do that more, I think, for each one. Just so and we can slide that into the...
I'll do that next time. We can slide that in. I want to give you guys good food. This is good food. People pay like $80 in a restaurant for that.
People can fuck off.
Guess how much a tiny jar this big of those little orange things was?
$50.
38. It's pretty pricey.
That is very pricey.
Yeah? There was ones there for 80. They were the little black ones. They're much more of a delicacy.
Plain rice. I'd rather plain rice forever over that. Plain rice and salt. No, I'd rather that over
Imagine having that, like 50 of them in a bowl with milk for breakfast, cunt. How much money would it take if you eat it in a bowl of cereal, but just oysters with milk?
There's just no taste to them. The vinegar gives them taste.
And a big bowl of milk, it would cost me, I reckon, $2,000 to do that.
Yeah, that'd even be
high. Oh, that'd be so high. If they're good quality oysters and they're fresh, it's much easier. If they're older, oysters are difficult even for myself.
Yeah, how many oysters do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Oh, man, I've probably eaten 15 in one go before.
Do you reckon you could do 50?
I had 50 in Tasmania.
I don't know. Wow. I don't know if I could do 50.
I had them for dinner. That was it.
Was your shit different?
I don't think so.
Imagine those just came out. This little fucking
half thing with an arm came out.
All right, no more. Can you take that away?
Yeah, I'll finish them.
Thank you very much, Shane. No, I'm okay. I'm fucking
man
fasting.
I wonder how the first person who ate an oyster discovered that.
Well, it was probably some super starving dude.
Just some cracked
some super starving
in the water.
Little German boy.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Ich hab so viel Hunger. Ich sterbe hier. Ich muss was essen. Oh, was ist denn das hier für ein Scheiße? Oh, das sieht sich so schön an. Oh, das schmeckt nichts zu. Oh, das ist eigentlich okay.
Let's do that voicemail segment.
That's fucked, man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a segment where you guys call us on 04-666-02-333 and leave us your voicemails and fucking text messages and all sorts of funny fucking shit. Now, we realize today that it's a bit... So in episode 2, we asked you guys to send in stories. What was it?
Man, I taste terrible now.
What did we ask him to?
We're going to do like worst surgery stories.
Oh, yeah, worst surgery stories. But that episode hasn't even come out today yet. So it's like we're 3 weeks behind when we're actually going to hear it. So let's just change the segment a little bit and just send us shit.
Your most fucked up stories of life.
Sounds, like if you want to make a fucking weird sound.
Make us laugh.
A fart, if you want to record a fart. If you want to just send Matt Brown, just let him know what you think of him and when he looks like that. If you...
That was a bit of oyster I just spat out.
Yeah, dude,
stuck
I
in
taste
my tooth.
So bad now, man.
It usually stays together. You have to chew it for a long time for it to break apart. You chew it. It's like gum. It's fucking oyster gum. You can't break it apart, brother. it sits in you and stays together.
Oh, I feel it in my body.
It's probably flopping around, crawling up your fucking windpipe, cunt.
Anyway, if you've got fucked up stories of life,
just anything cool.
Good stories,
call
we'd
us,
love to hear
okay?
it.
Call us 04-666-023-303. The number is there, everyone. It's right there. Please, let's have a chat, bro.
Yeah, actually, we're going to call someone today who I've just got a good feeling about that's going to tell us the fuck story. So we'll play some.
All right, do you want to... Let's Michael's gonna go try and find some of the voicemails that we think are worthy to play and maybe some text messages. Matt Brown sits and cups his testicles as he's worried about the radiation from the light giving him more testicular cancer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, hey boys, how you going? Fucking, I was just thinking of one time on the bender, bloody, it would have been 3-4 days in, fucking. had a bit of a mishap. You know, you're fucking on everything off your fucking face and bloody drinking beers all bloody night. You fucking jump out the car to take a piss, right? Has that sweet, sweet release and fucking just the feel of bloody euphoria. Next minute, fucking...
How good is that? I was like, what, did something go wrong? Did we accidentally press pause?
Wake up, fucking face down in piss, bloody, fucking me noggin's all bloody scratched up. Fucking just drums, like, oh, well, boys, have a fucking good one, eh? And can't wait for the new potty to come out.
I made it out like, dude, it was, yeah, but like, it's because it just cut out. Dude, but also, have you ever woken up?
It
would have been
so funny if that's how he ended it. And then fucking,
yeah.
I enjoyed the ending of that.
He, I remember one time, and sorry to say this, Henry, but we were at in Thailand, and Henry fucking passed out on the toilet shitting, and we were drinking, and we couldn't find him for like fucking over an hour. And then I went into the toilets and there he was just face down on the toilet and he'd passed out.
Yeah, Henry was always able to sleep wherever. I'm so jealous of
people who can do that stuff. Yeah.
Monique's like that. She can just fall asleep. She'll be like, all right, I'm going to sleep now. And then I'll look over in a minute, like she's literally just said it, and I'll look over in the car and she'll be asleep already.
Yeah, that's incredible that people can just switch off.
God,
like,
it's like a superpower.
Henry's is more alcohol induced,
I wonder if we could if someone was so good at sleeping that they could just be a guest on the podcast and we don't talk to them or anything. And then we see we check back in 15 minutes, see if they can just fall asleep while just sitting here.
Yeah. Well, I'd be down. We should, anyone out there who can just fall asleep on demand, contact us.
Yeah. If you think that you can fall asleep whilst being on this podcast set, we won't talk to you or touch you, but you have to fall asleep within 15 minutes. If you think you can do that, give us a call on this number, okay? 04666-02303, mate. Our number's got the bloody 666 in it. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
It's not a good sign. This is the next one. It's from Molly, and she's a girl, and that's cool.
Holy shit.
Hey, guys. It's Molly. My bender story that I'd love to have on your podcast is I was actually on a bender about a year ago now with my ex-partner, just smashing loads of fucking acid. And my injury was I actually got pregnant. So yeah, now I've got a one-year-old daughter and
love
the podcast.
So Molly,
wow, she had an acid baby.
She had,
oh my God, an acid baby.
That's a repercussion and a half.
Dude, imagine that on acid. Like, imagine if you could feel yourself becoming impregnated while you're on acid. That'd be so fucking trippy.
Oh, just the sounds.
You feel the fucking hectic cum like fucking worming its way up.
You could hear all the sounds of each little baby trying to get there.
Yeah, bro. If you could put your hand right here and you can feel the vibration of the sperm swimming and fighting each other, bro.
I found a way in.
That would be so hectic. I would fucking love to feel that, bro. Seriously. I can't, remember we all used to be sperms. Yeah, we all used to be a little sperm.
We were the dominant of our launch.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's like, I'm kind of like, what the fuck? Like, surely there was a better sperm than this there.
I was lucky because on my dad's load, I was the only sperm. So I was just one. I had no competition.
Yeah, wow. So you just could have just took your time.
I took my time, yeah. I was actually...
You went up to your mum's breasts for a while and hung around her areolas and you were licking them and circling them with your little sperm tongue. And then you worked your way up to her throat and were kissing her gently here.
It took 3 months after the conception for her to get pregnant.
He found a few more sperms in the back of her throat.
Half dying sperm was in the throat.
Yeah, it took 3 months after they fucked until they knew that she was pregnant. So I was technically in my mum's body for 12 months.
I wonder if that
kid's going to be like, imagine if it just hallucinated forever because when it was made, like there's like acid in there and that, like that goes in the cell. That's like in the cell.
Hallucination.
And if that like morphs together and that like keeps
that's
going
forever,
that, you would fucking think that hallucination shit would grow and morph with it, bruh.
Yeah, I agree. This next one is an unknown caller, but I'm going to say his name's Dean.
I reckon Walton.
No, it's fucking, guess who it is? Dean, our mate Dean, fucking website singer Dean.
Oh, so it is Dean.
Yeah.
So you guessed that and it is Dean.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well done.
Really?
Wow.
Says it. And he says.
Hi, guys. This is your UK friend, Dino. Dean. the singer man. I'm just rung up to say that, Matt, you're fucking disgusting. You little fucking cards, your basketball cards, your bullshit fucking stickers. You're a disgrace. Your bald head makes me want to throw up all over my mother's flat. I fucking hate you. Anyway, guys, great podcast. Mwah.
I have a few questions.
Good old Dean.
Yeah. One, why is he in the vicinity of his mother's twat to throw up on it in the first place?
Oh, it's pretty common for me too.
Oh, he must be German then.
He's
English German.
English German. Oh, all right. Well, that explains it all.
This one is, look, just here we go. Hello.
Boys, have I got a Bender story? So, Bender, New Year's Eve, what am I saying? Sorry, I'm a little bit cooked. Australia Day, back in 2021 or 2020, can't remember. Too many benders. I fucking tried to backflip off a probably about 2 meter ledge into the pool.
Oh, no.
Did the backflip. Fucked up, hit my head as I went in.
Oof.
Fucking gashed myself to the shit.
Oof.
Kept drinking a bunch of piss. So just got fucking knee deep in the fucking grog. And then the boys around me were saying fucking, you know, by this stage I was fucking out of my mind. Fucking, you know, I'll let you fucking anticipate what the bender meant. But I was fucking out of it. The boys were saying go to the hospital, had a few more drinks, fucking went to hospital, 18 stitches in my head, fucking necked it up, and then kept partying. Went back, the boys were still at mine, and just fucking kept going. Kept charging, baby, got a little bit of fucking sniff, bit of MD, and I was more rolled than when I fucking hit my head. So that's my bender story. Love you, boys.
Love you too, dude. Man,
dude, 18 stitches is no joke. Yeah, like, that is a lot.
It's amazing how some of these people go back.
I get it.
It's
you
just
don't want
so
to miss
much
out.
Fun. Yeah.
That's and a like, common trend. I find
you have gone so far. Like you've been
you've
the
done
showman.
You've done the hard work.
You've sacrificed your body for everyone. He's fucked himself up doing a backflip trying to show off. The boys have probably told him to do the backflip going, come on, mate, you can do it. And then imagine seeing someone fall and hit their head. Good laugh for the boys. So then he has to go pay the piper, get the fucking stitches. Of course, he deserves to come back.
That's where the glory lies because now everyone just looking at you, it laughs and knows you're a fucking good fucking legend.
You're a legend, yeah.
They think, what the fuck? Not only did I see him spinning in the air and crush his skull on the side of the pool and then watch him go off to the hospital, now that is back here.
He's out drinking me. He's fucking had more than me and he's had 3 hours at the hospital.
Yeah. Man.
That's godlike shit.
Yeah, bro.
That is fucking God.
The moment he'd walk through the door would be the best moment of the whole
Imagine
night.
Bendering as an Olympic.
I'm trying to hook up with him.
I would honestly. Bendering as an Olympics event. Like, they just had one from every country, every drug and drink you can think of there, and it's as much as you can consume and as long as you can stay awake.
You're designated like a party room that's like Big Brother style. Yeah. There's certain activities you can do, objects you're given.
Potentials to fuck yourself
and
up.
And the only song they keep playing is that
Sandstorm.
Push me. And then just
all fucking day and night, last one standing gets a fucking gold medal wrapped around their vomit.
Man, we would be good at, we would have been good at that.
Yeah.
Oh, not
here's,
me.
Here's the next one.
Hey, Marty and Michael, you guys are so fucking sick, bro. You guys are absolute legends. You are exactly who
fuck
I want to be. Not going to lie.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, funny story, and I think you should put this in the podcast. One. I was eating out this chick to one of your videos, and I got to the Matt Brown black book.
Oh, my God.
So, we kept going, and then Then when it got to the black book, she was like, what the fuck are you watching? Because she had never seen you guys before. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, don't worry. I just put on a different one. So I went onto your website and put on the Is It Bad to Shit Where You Eat? Love you, fellas.
Oh, we love you too, dude.
Hell.
So
dude.
That, imagine growling out some bitch.
And then you start hearing.
Whoa, dude, how do you know she was a bitch?
Sorry. Can you start hearing Matt's fucking stories back what he used to
do? I was hoping they fucked while I was having at the same
Maybe,
time.
Maybe, yeah. Kind of like a foursome.
Yeah.
Man, if that girl can sit through the black book and you don't shit where you eat.
I wonder if she started hearing incredible. Me like, fuck, maybe this guy's like
scat trouble guy.
This guy could be dangerous and unpredictable if this is what he's listening to in his spectre.
Now this one is right, last one, honestly, eh? Probably the
cream of the crop,
the highlight. Wait, this
the MVP the of the day.
This one's probably the most fucked.
It was is a Bender story from New Year's. Me and the boys were out camping and we went up Forbion, four-wheel drive, so we're in the back of my mate's Land Cruiser. And one of my friends, Carl, was sitting on a case of beer. And we hit this bump, we went up, down, and he landed on the case of beer, smashed everywhere. He stopped, he thought it was sweat, we get out, and he's just got blood running down his leg. And we had to spread his ass open, clean the cut out. Big hole in his ass, and it's got two arseholes, double the fucks, you brown. And the next day, the doctor's got five stitches in his ass.
Wow.
So, now, man, the boys are both fucking at once.
At least he went to the hospital the next day.
Dude, no. See, that's brave shit. A lot of people go, oh, fuck, gotta go to the hospital, I can't party anymore. If you can wait till the next day, that's godlike shit.
Or you come back.
Yeah, or you come back. If you're going to go to the hospital and you don't come back, you pussy it out.
Dude, imagine fucking jumping on a case of glass beer bottles.
Dude, so he's gone over a bump like in the tray. We've done this many times. You just, your mate's drunk, of course, full driving through the outback, and you're in the back tray. Next minute, he's bounced up, landed on a case of beer. They've split and broken the glass. Has gone into his ass, and then he's bled from his ass. Like, that's brave shit.
So funny to see.
Oh, man. Oh, he thought it was sweat originally. That's crazy. All right. Now, this is our...
must have been fucking hot.
This one is, I just feel good vibes from him. I just could sense from his text message. If you send a good text message, we will call you potentially. We're going to call this number and we're going to see what this man has to say.
Okay.
Because I can feel some godlike shit happening here.
All right. Let's see what happens. Just a random caller who called us. We're calling them now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we are. This is Marty and Michael calling live from the Fully Actual podcast.
You have to do something.
Oh my God, my boyfriend called you guys.
To the
second. Can you wait?
Yeah. You have to make a noise though. You have to make a noise that a pig makes, or we're hanging up.
I was like,
make a noise that a pig makes, otherwise we have to hang up.
Oh no, I can't.
You have to
do some
five
oinks.
Four.
Such
three,
pressure.
Two.
Say oink.
Just say.
Oh, God, oink.
Yes.
She got in there. Okay.
You say.
Well, fuck, man.
Please hold on.
Man, those oysters made me feel ill.
You only had one.
I must say, the oysters were bad. What's your boyfriend's name?
Winston.
Bailey.
Bailey?
Okay, good.
And what's your name?
Emily.
Emily and Bailey. Emily and Bailey have sex together.
Esther's here.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Is he far away?
No, shouldn't be. Less than 5 minutes.
Oh, shit. Look, we may call back.
Just tell him to call us.
If I call back, he's going to answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Surely.
Maybe. Yeah. Only if you make the sound of a cat that is under attack. A cat that is under attack, then we will answer the call.
I can't.
Come on now. Come on. How bad do you want it?
I'll call you.
Come on. How bad do you want it? We're not answering.
I'll call you back.
Bailey's gay. He's breaking up with you. She's calling now.
It's too late. She didn't make the cat sounds.
Oh, wow. That's, see, we are harsh here at Marty. See, we are stern, but
Rodecaster
fair.
Rodecaster Pro too?
Well, we're not really fair. We are stern.
Hello? Hello?
We are firm.
Good test.
Stern and firm.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's happened sometimes. And she's now tried to call back, but we couldn't answer because, well, look, all we wanted was just a cat under attack sound. And we couldn't get it.
We are stern and firm.
We call, but, you know, we also expect some form of, I want you to be vulnerable with
us. It's respect.
Yeah, it's just a level of respect. I want you to be vulnerable with us and to be able to make noises if we ask for it. It's very simple.
So, Bailey, you fucking tell, what was her name again?
Emily.
You tell Emily that she fucked this up for you. She fucked it up.
You can cause like a domestic violence.
Okay, oh, my God.
I would be fucking well pissed.
Let's bloody move right along, everyone, because we're bloody, bloody, bloody idiots. And I'll tell you what, I don't wear a seatbelt most of the time when I'm driving. Fucking who cares, brother? It's time for trauma trivia.
Trauma trivia. Trauma trivia.
And this is a segment where Matt asks me and Michael questions, and if we get them wrong, we get some sort of physical pain hurt.
Oh, man. What's the physical fucking pain this week?
Actually, it'll be based on what you pull out.
Oh, it's nothing too fucked, though. Can't.
Oh.
The podcast meant to be a break from pain. So as long as you don't have, like, stab each other or fucking potato gun.
Fuck you, Emily.
Aw.
Sorry.
You're causing so much hate towards Emily.
No.
She sounded like a lovely person.
Matt,
she
ruined it for Bailey.
Hey, you've got a girlfriend, Matt.
I felt fucking there was going to be a good story from Bailey.
She wanted that for Bailey.
Stories. Anyway, sorry.
She wanted that for Bailey.
Well, look, we can try again next week, but Bailey better get his goal and make some cat sounds.
Who would like to pull this out?
I'll have a bloody turn of it.
Just grab one, please, and just let me know what you got.
Yay! All right, so we've pulled Australia out of a hat. We have no idea what this means. Oh, is this the topic?
This is the topic.
Okay, all right.
Aussie.
I wasn't even born here, but I know where I live, yeah. Brother.
Fuck, it's not a good punishment. Belt slap.
Oh, for fuck.
Just a light one.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
And we'll do it on the wrists.
Have you got the belt? Ass.
Yeah, I'll go get a belt.
We'll be right back with the belt.
Have a bong. Fuck you, Emily.
The break, have a bong, have a break.
Here I go, baby. This is the real shit.
Knees, I've got some knees. Knees to me, please.
What's the dealio?
And we're back with belt. All right, Brown, let's fucking hear it as he adjusts his little hair.
What's the dealio?
You could do that with your hair. You know, just the apple top bit.
I'd love to see you really get into some spikes.
How much money would it take for you to cut all your hair off except for the bit at the top, spike it up like that, and dye it that yellow with a black bit on top so it's like the tip of a banana? You could do that. You could fucking do that with your hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
Okay, 10 grand, would you do it?
Probably.
Yeah, of course you would, 10 grand. You're not cutting it.
10 grand.
What? So I just, each day it's dyed and I just got to
spray paint it up. No, you just have that haircut.
So I spray paint it
up. For one day.
Yeah.
Just have that haircut.
If I can just style it like that, yeah, 10K easy. Then I'd style that for a month like that.
For 10K?
Yep.
I'm going to set a fucking GoFundMe.
We could even spray paint it yellow.
You said it here. You can't undo this now if we get to 10K. Do you promise?
Hey, mate, I'm no Emily.
Do you promise?
Oh no, Emily's lovely.
If we raise 10 grand, you will cut all of your hair off except for the bit on top.
No, no, I will dye my hair yellow.
No,
and I will start.
I didn't know you said cut. Yeah, cut.
Was there cut before?
So you only have the tip of the banana on your head.
Nah.
How much would it take?
Fuck, 50K.
You wouldn't do that for 40 grand cash.
Probably 40 grand.
You wouldn't do it for $20,000 if I came to you with $20,000.
That's a house deposit.
Yeah, I'd probably do it for 20K.
Okay, so what about 15,000 then?
Nah,
15K, you wouldn't bullshit. I would not do it with $15,000.
I would do it for 20K minimum.
That is fucked up, man. But I'll,
even issues. 19, I wouldn't do it. I promise you, it'd take 20.
But you will do it for 20.
I would just, I'd be pissed off. I'd be a shitty boy for a long time.
You only have to have it like for one day, but obviously your hair will be dyed yellow and black at the tip. It might not look too bad once you like wash it and let it fall.
Oh. Yeah, it would be a very, very
Dude,
shame.
That would be... Okay, so guys, we've got 20K's limit. Anyway, let's move on with the segment. We've got a bit sidetracked. Sorry, Browntown. I am... listen,
Australia!
I apologize. Australia.
Oh, no. I'm for it. I want to see that hair.
No, you have to strike us, Brown.
I'm not striking.
You are the strike master. I'm injured. Sorry.
Hugh Jackman.
We're too close to each other.
You'll have to come to me then.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, really? I have to strike
yes,
you.
Yes. This is your...
That makes me feel
exactly,
fucking terrible.
Exactly.
Ringing with your ring.
And then that means your missuses will blame me.
Yeah, well, for it's the bruises. Your fault. All right, well, let's hear it. First question. Let's go, baby. Everyone's bloody patiently waiting, you banana looking.
Is everything all right? Michael, what is the longest river in Australia?
I know it.
Oh my God. Shit, shit, shit,
shit, shit. Look, that's it.
No, no.
How'd you know that?
I'm going to say it is obviously the one.
Fuck, I'm not 100% sure on my answer.
It is Lake Murrumbidgee.
That's not a river. What about this?
Do we allow steals if they get it wrong?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sorry. Go.
The Murray River.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes!
Oh, my God, I've lost.
That what is correct.
Well, I was close. Lake Murrumbidgee.
That's true, actually. Let's all get hit.
No.
Fuck. Okay, look. On the wrist.
On his knee, I reckon. No. Let's test it.
Michael, pick where it is, and it's the same spot every
shin?
Time for the rest.
What about
the
shin there?
Oh, actually.
So then you have to don't move much. Matt, don't fucking hold back, Matt. Otherwise, this is just going to be a fall on deaf ears.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, you let him have it. How dare he not know what the biggest fucking river in Australia is.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Oh, shit. Whoa, I'm scared.
Fucking give it to him, Brown. Is that bad?
It's not fun. It's not fun.
It didn't look that bad.
Matt, that was a 4 out of 10. You give him a 10.
Yeah, that was a 4.
Ring in with your ring.
I'm pretty annoyed at how easily he got away with that.
He doesn't know how to because of his elbow.
All right, well, let's do it to each other then. Next question.
Sorry, I had some injuries. I thought you might want to do it to each other. All right. Next question is for Marty. When did the first Melbourne Cup take place?
Oh, I know this.
Melbourne Cup is the biggest horse races in Australia.
Yeah, and this is unfair because Michael's family is so heavily involved with the Melbourne Cup that, of course, he's going to know this.
What year was the first Melbourne Cup?
1905.
That is incorrect.
Look, it was obviously the war took a toll on everyone. So I'm going to say 1950.
The war took a toll on everyone. Who's right?
It's incorrect. The first Melbourne Cup took place in 1861.
I was right. I must hit you as hard as I can. Oh. I will now strike your foot.
What did I say?
I will now strike your foot with all my force that I can. I will now fuck your leg. Look how high my arm goes. I must move forward so I can leverage and I will crunch down into this strike.
Don't hit my knee.
I will crunch and use my force. I push from my legs and the energy travels through my torso and expels from my fingertips as I strike through my target.
Don't hit my knee. Don't hit my fucking knee.
Oh my God.
Oh no, that's going to suck if that happens to me.
Oh my God. Holy it's shit. So painful in the foot. Oh, it felt like so hard. Oh my God. Dude.
James got a chuckle out of that.
It's still pain. I was scared you hit my knee.
I would never do that, baby. Yeah, Long way away.
Never hit injuries.
Oh.
Next question is for Michael.
Oh my God. Yes.
The Australian koala's diet consists of mainly of what?
Oh, it's easy. Oh, yes. It's so easy. Eucalyptus leaves.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's 1-1. Shit. No, it's 2-1.
Do I get a chance to answer correctly as well?
No, you get advantage on your go.
Oh, hang on.
Only if I fuck it up, then you
no,
get
no, he gets
go.
It right, so he doesn't get hit. And then if he gets it wrong, you get a chance.
I find that this is bullshit.
Well, what would you like to do?
I'd like to get struck by that bell nice and hard.
Hey!
His name's Ray.
Ray.
Don't hit me with a buckle, otherwise I won't be going home tonight.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, is it this
I'll watch
foot?
It.
Oh, shit. What about the ankle? Have you ever tried the ankle, maybe?
Oh, this is going to hurt you.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not worried. Ah, wrapped around and hit my heel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It hit my heel, which isn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. Oh,
very good.
All right. It's not too bad. Okay. I'd probably give that maybe an initial 5, but it was more shocking.
Yeah. I feel like the solid
kind of like
ones.
Watching a car accident and a baby that's not strapped in properly getting fucking launched out the front windscreen. That's the kind of shock I felt.
So what's the score here? 2-1.
Yeah.
2-1
yeah,
Amados.
You stole a question.
So, yeah, with those ones, it's whoever's closest. I can't believe I said 1950 and I can't believe I said a lake.
All right, I got to give an easy one for Marty. All right, Marty, what is Australia's national cake?
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
Think of a cake only in Australia.
I know it.
Yeah, but there's a couple that it could be. A fucking cake.
Don't fucking... I know what it is, so I've
is
won.
Is a Lamington a cake?
Oh, you fucking got it. Well yes. done.
I was going to say pavlova. Oh,
nah, that was the other thing that... Because I was like... But then I was like, oh, does New Zealand or Australia? So it wasn't as Australian.
What, so it's fucking... Anyway. A Lamington is the only thing in Australia.
A Lamington, baby.
Anyway.
All great bakeries sell them.
Show me your foot now.
No. Dude, I've already got a fucking...
Yeah, I see a little irritation there. Oh, so inflamed and sore. It hurts so much already. Oh, the flesh is tender and it wants to heal. It's trying to heal itself. It needs to rest.
I'm scared.
You got the tip of a dickhead. Fuck. You got the tip. That's so shit.
I got the tip.
Oh.
I got the tip. Oh.
Did I really wear it here?
Ah.
Fuck you. That's shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. Did man. The end get you?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do.
It got maximum velocity.
How pain?
Yeah, that was a good 7.
Yes. Next question, Brown. Bluen.
Oh, recover.
Brown
recover.
Banana. Brown banana. He's too overripe banana.
Okay. So I've got some good questions here.
All right.
As of June 2023. This is Michael's question?
Michael's question?
As of June 2023, what is Australia's population?
June 2023?
Yeah. Remember, this is a higher, lower thing. So take a guess. Be smart about it.
Have think, brain.
Closest
well,
to the number.
Squeeze, brain, have think.
Don't
huh?
you fucking touch me, platypus. Yeah, you're a platypus.
Don't.
Now, look. Considering for the first time ever, for some reason, Australia's population growth has sort of not gone as normal as it used to. I wonder why.
The death rates were really high.
Yeah, something wrong.
Lots of like bear attacks and
shit. I hope you get this right.
Now, I'm going to say it is at 5 million.
All right, 25 million. Marty, what do you think?
I'm going to say 25 million and one.
Oh, you fucking cunt. Please tell me. It's 27 million. It's 27.
It's 26 million. 638.
I was close if
I
one person.
I can't.
I was close if I one person. All right. Let's see the little.
Don't touch it. Just build it.
shit.
Oh. It looks raw. We better put some ice on it. Huh? I've got a nice cold beer. I'll put some ice on it.
No!
Oh, fuck, man. I can't handle this shit. Fucking tip, dickhead.
You're a dickhead. Oh, the tip hurts.
The tip hurts. You sound like them bitches I used to f-
That's not just a joke, guys.
That's, look, that hurt, and is that all of it?
That's 4-1 in the questions. I guess it's a fair win to
You
did win last week with the when we were talking about drum sets or whatever the fuck
golf.
We were talking about. Golf, sorry. Yeah. So, everyone, that was trauma trivia. Let us know in the comments if you think that that's fucking a hyped up, awesome segment that you really want to get around and tell people about, or if you'd rather fucking go outside and watch the sunset.
Yeah, well, look,
apparently it's good to do that.
Yeah, I love
it. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, actually, I was lying.
It's like someone slowly turning a light off.
Pretty sure Gary Brecker, the guy.
Yeah, no, it works. It works.
It could.
No, it's more morning light, brother. It's more the fucking morning light. Sets your circadian rhythm to the right fucking spots and that, and gets your melatonin going. So you know when you go to bed at night time, and that wakes your fucking body up from head to toe, brother. It's time for How Famous Are We?
Oh, yeah, we got some good.
Fame, fame, I want fame. What's my name? It's not a game. What's my name? It's not a game. I need fame. And that's the spirit of things here, everyone. And we want to find out how famous are we. And the only scientific way to do that is to message other famous people. And if they reply, that's then when we know we are on their level of fame. Do you get it, bro? We are on their level of fame, bro. And then every time we get it, we step it up. We step it up.
It's fair to say.
Raise the roof, baby.
That we found out something, I guess, this week. We are not as famous as Jessica Mowboy. She's more famous. She's more famous than us.
Dude, we've gotten a lot of replies. Okay, so last week we messaged Jessica Mowboy, okay? And look, she didn't reply. So, you know, I'm thinking something's gone wrong there, and maybe she's just got the new phone and she's not sure how to use it or something, but she hasn't seen our DMs. But so we went ahead and messaged a few other people. We messaged, so we've gone ahead and messaged Danny Filippo from Raka Raka, right?
Yeah.
And he replied immediately. So that's good. Don't forget to, how do I like unread it? Oh yeah, there we go.
I have to put it out there. Danny from Raka Raka, in another year, I think will be 10 times as big, dude, as Jessica.
And they're
Melbourne.
Such legends too.
Well,
they're,
I'd say
they're world
they're
famous
bigger,
at the
they're
moment.
Bigger than fucking Dave Hughes.
Oh yeah.
So we have definitely now upgraded. What did he say to us? What did Danny say?
He just said, what did he say? He said, yo, just writing, hoping to shoot our next movie this year. So just finishing some drafts. How are you guys? So he's just he's a fucking good cunt. And there you go. So we are on their level, but it gets better. All right. Now we all know the pinnacle of fame is maths. So
fuck off.
For
it
you
is.
Overseas people that's married at first sight,
reality TV show here in Australia. And Michael went to the trouble of DMing a bunch of them. All right. He just
maths
DM'd a bunch of them.
Fuck off.
And so the first one he DM'd, Melinda, she has nearly 600,000 followers.
Now, so, just so you guys know, these are all people from not the current season. This is last year's season.
Because current seasons, they're not allowed on their social media, so we couldn't. But these guys are fucking popping, bro. They're fucking hectic as shit and popping. 600K, bro, that's fucking hectic good shit, bro. Matt Brown?
Surely she's done something good shit. Else.
So, Michael opened with, even though it's a woman, hey, mate, really enjoying you on maths. How's it going?
She thinks that we're watching her now.
She said, hello, who am I talking with, Marty or Michael? I was on the last season just making sure you have the right person as the new season is currently airing. Ha ha.
Oh, my God.
She thinks we're that dumb. Holy fuck. All right, so Michael went ahead and messaged another one. Harrison. I don't know if you all remember Harrison.
Nobody remembers Harrison.
I do. Yeah, he was like the controversial
one. Shut up.
He cheated, and that's bad. Look, anyway,
He's on 71K, so like, yeah, he should be replying. Let's be honest.
You started with 70K when you started.
Yeah, so did I, but apparently you start from zero or something.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, it must be.
They change the rules.
Anyway, Michael says, hey, mate, really enjoying you on maps at the moment. How's it going? Even though he was on last season. So he's replied with, I'm not on maps at the moment. I think you mean Jack?
It works so well. In my head, I'm like, this could work.
So what do I say back to this? Let's just go.
You guys think of this. Let's be like,
no, you're not.
No, get into an argument and say, no, you're on this season.
I go, shit, are you not Jack?
Is that too mean? It's like, because he might feel like he's so.
Okay.
Oh, shit, sorry, mate. I'm currently on acid.
And then, shit, I reckon, like, now I didn't really want to do this.
I've sent it.
Now rise.
Rise up, everybody. Okay, so clearly we are as famous as people that went on MAFS last season. And that is so special to me, bro.
Well, hey. It's look, as we said before, that's just hey! Don't
you pull my finger.
I was celebrating, bro. What the fuck, bro?
Okay. Sorry.
I was just celebrating with my friends. Oh, dude. Okay, yep. Stop. Stop it.
Bro, what the fuck, bro? You are being so fucking bork.
Right. So look, we are as famous as the people from MAFS last season, but what's even bigger is Raka Raka, Denny, what a legend.
They're kind of our friends, so it was kind of like cheating, but look,
we got to show it. We got to float our boat where we've got it.
That's exactly right, mate. And now we message someone else for next week. Who
I reckon
could
Wendell
possibly
Saylor.
Be bigger? Wendell fucking Saylor. Wendell fucking Saylor. Which one is he?
Is he as famous, though? Yeah.
Wendell's Matthew Brown.
Now, Matthew Brown. You don't know, but he actually follows us.
Matthew Brown, okay.
Does he really?
Wendell
Saylor, actually nail that
guy? For those who don't know him, Wendell Saylor used to play for Australia in the Rugby Union and
League.
For the NRL.
Was
both
league?
Of them?
Yes, both. Wow. He's a freak athlete and he's done cocaine.
Yeah, and
so
that's
we're
going
to message him and we're going to see what far King happens.
Oh, wait, we got big news.
All right, so we've already messaged him.
I couldn't help it when I found out he followed
and
us.
And he has replied.
Do you believe us, Matt?
James, this is big. Big Dell, he's replied to us.
I don't believe
so
anything.
We messaged him and said, Big Dell, Adam McGoodle just told us a funny story about you, wanted to know if it was true or not. And then he goes, yeah, dogs love him.
So we talked to Wendell Saylor.
We're on Wendell Saylor's level right now, bro, and that's fucking hectic.
I'm on a high.
What the fuck is going on right now, bro? Oh, I could die right now and be so fucking good, eh?
That's a lot of celebrities that we just fucking were in the same room with.
Bro, we should get them all on a voice call and just fucking...
have a big group chat.
Big fucking party, come
wow.
So let's do a prank call. I'm going to give the fuck yeah, it's time for prank call, you. Dog, pig, shit, press the button.
Your time is there for us to waste. Picking up your phone was your first mistake. Ha, 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 ha. It's prank call time.
Yeah, nah.
Good afternoon, Brisbane City Council. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. My name's Dakota. And this kind of a strange call, but I just have some really kind of deep concerns that I don't feel like are being met, or there's nothing really being done about that. So I was just wondering if there was someone I could talk to about possibly something being done about this.
I'm sorry you feel that way. What's the root of your issue so I can help you further? What's the issue that you're wanting council assistance with?
Yeah, so, like, I'm noticing, like, all this data and experts and everything chiming in and saying, like, climate change is happening. It just gives me such, like, anxiety, like it should everyone. But, like, I'm not seeing any, like, real changes yet. Like, people, you know, put the bins out and stuff like that, but there's no, like, real changes being made. And I feel like as a citizen of Brisbane, I have a voice and I have a right to demand that something changes. And I just want to know who I need to speak to about that, because it's getting to a point now where I am getting fed up with the lack of action.
Okay, yeah, I understand your concerns. Look, from like a holistic point of view, I guess, on climate change, I would be writing to your local member, Lord Mayor, CEO.
Well, can you put me through to him? Is he available or something? Because, like, I would just really feel like...
So the best thing that you need to do is raise your concerns in writing, firstly. you're not going to get a direct line to the Lord Mayor. The Lord Mayor's office is also closed. It's 5:45. So normally I would put you through to a staff member for them, the Lord Mayor's administration.
But is there, like, is there, like...
Raise your concerns.
Is there like a reason or anything, like, is there like a reason or something though that like surely someone, like, you're an adult, okay, like, we're all adults, surely there must be someone who knows, like, why isn't anything being done about it yet? Why hasn't there been the world is heating up at such a pace. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so scary right now.
Yeah. So there's three levels of government. You've got federal, local, and state. The best thing to do is discuss with your local
member. Too long. It's too long to do. Like, aren't you worried? Like, do you have kids and stuff like that? Like, don't you want your kids to live in a world where it's not so bloody hot that they have to – they don't even have a winter anymore?
Did you want me to connect you through to possibly any, like, support
services? Yeah, maybe.
I don't know that I can help much further than I have. Look, rather than letting you know initiatives for green waste reduction and things like that, I think the best thing would be to write to your local member. But I could potentially put you through to Beyond Blue or someone similar and just have a chat.
Oh, they don't really do anything for me. They just kind of look, I'll try and calm down, okay? But the reason I'm calling is just I feel like there's nothing really concrete changing and there is irreversible damage, okay, that is happening right now. And I would just like someone to take some action, any kind of action. Like, even you and I as adults, we can take action right now, okay? Like, me calling you right now, that's me taking action. Is there something that you could do to take action? You personally, I know you're just, you know, you answer the phone, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm a staff member within the contact center.
Exactly, so exactly.
I have no.
Could you stand up? Maybe just stand up right now and just say, maybe just stand up and say, take action. If you could just at least do that, that would instill some confidence in me. Can you just stand up and say, I will take action? Like, I just need to hear it from someone. Let's get some passion going again and let's get this movement flowing stronger than ever. So stand up with me right now and let's say, I will take action on three, okay?
I'm really sorry. I can't do that. I'm also working from home, so no one else is going to hear it, pal. So, yeah, I'm really sorry. You can
say it for me then, please. Say it for me, okay? Let's do this together right now, okay? On three. 1, 2, 3. I will take action.
I will take action, yeah.
Thank you, okay? Thank you. That's all I needed to hear, okay?
Concerns within writing, potentially the Lord Mayor, your local government, asking what they're doing. And remember, there's three levels of government, so it's not just council.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted.
Ours is often budget-related too and mechanisms there. But I know they're trying to reduce waste at least and things.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have a look at putting those concerns in writing and getting a reply from everyone and seeing what they need. But for CEO, Lord Mayor, you are best to put those requests in writing.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. All right, well, yeah, that sounds pretty easy. Oh, well, thanks for the chat, and I'll put it in writing or something and take what you said on board. No worries. All right, mate.
Yeah,
too easy. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that, mate. See you, mate. Oh, man, I lost control.
Dude, that is fucked. He said, I will take action in his house alone. He's alone in his house and he says, I will take action.
He didn't want a bar of that.
I will take action, he said.
He said that to get your way.
That was
anyway,
fucking great. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify. It keeps the whole wheel churning, bro. And let us know in the comments if you want some fucking challenges to do during the prank call, baby. Because that shit was hectic.
I found some fish cakes on the floor.
Oh,
fish eggs?
Pop it in your mouth.
Google it!
Anyway.
We're the best.
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best